the things this world gave you. Leave hungers that won't pass away. My blessed Lord will come and save you.
Lord, I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up. Jesus said, come unto me. God is waiting for you today to come right to him. You see, he said you've got to come to him. And he'll meet you. He'll meet you more than halfway. Oh, what love the Father has bestowed upon us.
Amen.
That we should be called the sons of God. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Let's give the Lord a hand clap. What do you say? Praise the Lord.
That's one of the titles I like the best. I'm a daughter of God.
Yes.
Sons and daughters of the Most High God.
You know, about the time that I'm ready to just give up, the Lord is always there to encourage us.
Amen.
He'll use someone. He may even send an angel.
That's right.
The Holy Ghost of God can move upon you.
Amen.
But he will do what needs to be done.
Amen.
To keep us pressing on.
That's right.
And I thank him today that he's never refused anything good for me.
Amen.
A lot of times I think I ought to have this or I ought to have that. But did he not say, I will supply all of your need?
Yes, he did.
You know, back in our, let's just go back a little farther than our parents. At our age, go back to grandma and grandpa. And you know, a man... Back then, he wanted to put a roof over his family's head. He didn't worry about no cell phone. He didn't worry about no microwave.
Amen.
But he wanted to put a roof over his family's head, food in their bellies, and clothes on their back.
That's right.
And a good father wanted his children to get a good education. Because we all know that a good education can make the difference between your quality of life.
That's right.
But, you know, it seems like today that nobody cares, but Jesus cares.
Yes, he does.
And many fathers desert their children and their wife. Many fathers desert their responsibility. But God will never, never desert you.
Amen.
He will never leave you holding the bag.
No.
God is there to fill your cup up. And he said to come unto him, all of us that labor and are heavy laden.
Amen.
He said, I'll give you rest.
That's right.
He never said the world would give us rest. He didn't say that bottle of Jack Daniels would give you rest.
That's right.
He didn't say that that drug that you put in your body is going to give you rest. And he didn't even say that that woman or man that you will fall into their arms will give you rest.
Amen.
But God said, I will give you rest.
Amen.
And so if we look in the wrong place, we're not going to find Jesus, are we?
No.
We're not going to find the one that loves us the most. The one that came and shed his blood and gave his life so that we may have forgiveness of sins.
Amen.
So that we may have eternal life.
That's right.
I tell you, I'm not looking. I am not looking for a home down here. But I'm looking for a home in the sky.
Amen.
To be with God.
Amen.
Are you glad today that you're part of God's family?
Amen.
Jesus said, you'll know them by the love they have one for another.
That's right.
If that person beside of you is a different color, do you still love that person?
Yes. Amen.
If that person next to you is just unbearably hard to get along with, can you still love that person?
Yes, with God.
If that person slapped you on one side of your face, are you willing to turn the other cheek?
Amen.
Boy, that's where it gets me. I was driving yesterday, day before yesterday, in the motorhome, and this car pulled right in front of us. And I got so mad. And you know what I did? I laid down on that horn. Nikki said, Buck, you're representing Jesus Christ. Said, would Jesus do that? And I said, I'm guilty. Lord, I'm sorry. Because I know that Jesus wouldn't act like that. First of all, I don't think you'd catch Jesus in a motorhome or a car.
He'd be walking, wouldn't he?
But we're looking for a city, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
Whose builder and maker is God.
Amen.
And oh, how he loves us.
Yeah.
This old song was written in 1941, copyrighted, and the person's name was W. Oliver Cooper.
Amen.
Thank God for him.
We'll see him one day.
Hope you like this song. I'm looking for a city. Here among the shadows in a lonely land, we're a band of pilgrims on the move. We're dangerous burdens
and we're shunned on every hand.
But we are looking for a city built above. Oh yes, I'm
looking for a city.
For a city here and there. Where we'll never die. Say goodbye.
Never,
yes,
and when
there
we gather, we'll meet our Savior glory.
And
we know we'll
be our
loved ones, all our loved ones.
Come, O Holy Spirit.
Come, Spirit, come, O come,
all
on
thee
we call.
All our hopes
renew.
Here in disappointment,
often
we so sadly
and
wrong.
Friends no longer speak one word.
Amen.
Truly,
truly we have found
what Jesus promised us a home. So we are
looking for a city built
above.
Oh yes, we're looking
here and there. Looking for a city yonder where we'll never die.
Never die,
no never. And up there with all the saints,
the
yes, with all the millions, we will never say goodbye.
Say goodbye.
Friends and all our loved ones, now we pray thee quickly come.
Holy
pray
Spirit.
Thee come, O Spirit, come, O come,
all
on thee we call.
Our hope
all our hopes renew. In this land of dangers we are going here and there. We're simply trusting in the blessed Savior's love. Though we may be strangers living in this world of care, we're always looking for city built above.
Oh, yes, oh yes, we're
looking here and there,
looking
for a city yonder where we'll never die,
never die,
no never, and we
there the saints and millions never say goodbye.
Goodbye, no never, yes, and when we gather there,
we'll
be Christ our Savior glory, and we know we'll be
our loved ones,
all our friends and loved ones. Pray thee quickly come,
Holy
pray
Spirit.
Thee come, O Spirit, come, O come,
all
on thee we call,
all our hopes renew,
oh yes,
our Savior.
We'll meet Christ our Savior, glory,
and our loved ones.
Friends and all our loved ones, now we pray thee quickly come.
O Holy Spirit,
come, O Spirit, come, O come.
All our hope renew.
All our hope renew.
Give the Lord a hand clap. Amen.
Amen. Renew our hopes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. It's good that you love us, no matter how many mistakes we make.
Yeah, thank you.
You know, we're on the radio station up in Beckley, West Virginia, and they're listening to our service. And I want them to know that all the mistakes we make, nobody's ever made fun of us in a nursing home.
No.
And, you know, I guess I could go and I could edit all of that and bleep it out, but you know what? I want people to know that I'm for real.
Yes.
I'm not perfect, but I'm forgiven.
Amen.
And I'm not going to try to hide my mistakes just to make me look better. But I want you to see Jesus in a man that is fighting and struggling to do the right thing.
Amen.
And you know, the only thing we can leave behind on this world, in this world, is a good name. And I was telling a lady a while ago here at Lanier Manor, we've been coming here 20 years. And I thank God for the years that He's given me. I thank God for His mercy. I spent 43 years living my life in sin. But one day I quit running. I found myself worse than Jonah did in the belly of a whale. My life was a shambles, and I thank the Lord that He took me just like I was, and He's still working on me. One day He'll be finished with me. I know not the day nor the hour. He may return in glory through the eastern sky, and I might get to go up with Him while I'm still living in this flesh. But I know this one thing, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord.
Yes.
I'm saved. I'm saved. I'm saved. And that's the whole point of this life, is to get right with God and show others the way.
That's right.
And you can't show others the way by bitterness or hatred or pride, but you got to show it through love.
Amen.
Through love. It's a privilege today to open up the Word of God. And I just want to thank the Lord for this opportunity. And I wanted to talk to you about a book. I saw this lady come through here, and she had two great big books of records on y'all. And she's going that way, and she's got to keep books. And each and every one of you, you've got a book in this home with your name on it, and it tells when they give you something for your pain and suffering. It gives the time and how much medicine that you take. They've got a record on what you eat, how much you eat. They've got a record on how you sleep at night. They know everything there is to know about you. They even know how many times you go to the bathroom. It's all in the books that she was carrying. That's why this home and all nursing homes, they've got book after book after book after book. And you know that every now and then the state comes in to check them out. And honey, if they don't have those books up to date, if they don't have everything they've done on you, they get wrote up. And you know what happens if the nursing home gets wrote up enough times? They take their license away.
That's right.
So this home keeps a record on everything about you. But there's one thing they can't keep a record on, and that's what's happening in your heart.
That's right.
That's between God and you.
Amen.
You and God. And like the old song says, it ain't nobody's business but God's in yours.
Amen.
So, we may think, well, when I get to heaven, there won't be no books. Yeah, there will. God's keeping a book on you.
That's right.
He's got your name written down. And, you know, like the old Christmas song about Santa Claus, he knows when you're asleep, he knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been good or bad.
So be good, for goodness.
So be good. That's a song that we ought to be singing about God, because he knows.
Yes, he does.
You can't hide nothing from God. And the Bible says that one day that he will open up the book. My God, I want my name to be in that book.
Amen.
You know what that book is, that one book? It's called the Book of Life.
Amen.
And whosoever names is not found in that book, they will be cast into hell.
Amen.
Now, I need to tell you about that terrible place, because you don't want to go there.
No, no.
I don't want to go there.
Amen.
And I thank God that I know, that I know, that I know that my name is written in that book. October the 28th, 1987, I stopped going my own bullheaded, devilish way, and I surrendered to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Is it easy to be a Christian? No, it's not. It's easier to live for the devil than it is to live for God.
Amen.
And you know, the devil will help us live like the devil, won't he?
Yes, he will.
He'll put them cuss words in your mouth. He'll get them old thieving fingers and reach out and take something that ain't yours. Oh, the devil will help you do. But let me tell you, God will help you live holy.
Amen. Yes, he will.
And the thing about it, when you do make a mistake, you can say, I'm sorry, and God forgives. He don't bring it up no more.
No.
But there's going to be another book that's opened up. There's going to be a book on how we lived our Christian life.
Amen.
And that book is going to say whether we help people because we loved them, because we love God, or we helped them so somebody would see what we done. It's very important that whatever you do, that you do it as unto the Lord.
Amen.
Today I'm here because I want to serve God.
Amen.
And I know his purpose for my life. It's not to have a big church. It's not to be on television. It's not for nobody to come around and pat me on the back. Oh, you're going into nursing homes. Ain't that precious? No. I want to be a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen, I do too.
And I want to be your servant.
Yes.
The Bible says that we need to care about other people. We need to care about their problems. We need to care about their suffering. We need to have compassion for a world that is hell-bent.
Amen.
To go and do their own thing.
Amen.
Is there sometimes I'd like to have a drink of whiskey? I sure would. Is it sometimes I'd like to have something I could pop in my mouth or snort up my nose to make me quit worrying about things? There are times, yes. But that's the times I call upon the Lord. And he gives me all I need.
That's right. Amen.
And I don't never have a hangover with God.
Amen.
I don't never do anything with God that I have to say I'm sorry. I don't regret a mile I've walked for the Lord. Do you? He said, I'll go with him all the way.
That's right. Amen.
I'll go with him. I'll go with him all the way.
Amen.
It would take an idiot not to see your suffering. But, you know, idiots don't have no sense. They don't care about your suffering.
That's right.
But a child of God looks around, and he starts praying. He starts praying. I pray for the man right back there that's younger than me. And he's going through a lot. He's in his home. I'm praying for you. You're going through a lot. And I had a woman to tell me that she prays for me. Man, if we would all just start caring about each other and start praying for each other, we'd see a difference.
Yes.
We'd see a difference, wouldn't we?
Amen.
And that's what God wants from you and me that have surrendered our life to Christ. We need to be different from the way the worldly people act.
That's right.
The Bible says we're peculiar. We can laugh in the middle of all of our troubles because we know that it'll pass and we shall reign with Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
We have hope today.
Yes, we do.
We have hope. We got up. The Lord got the blood running warm in our veins and got our feet on the floor this morning. And he's watching over us.
Yes, he is.
God notices a little bird that has trouble. God don't even like to see a little sparrow fall to the ground and die. And I'm gonna be just truthful as I can be. I don't like to see anything die.
No, amen.
I don't know how. I don't know what God does. But Nikki and I had a dog that we used to bring here. That dog lived to be about 17 years old. And that dog one day died. And it was like a child that died.
Yes.
Nikki and I don't have another dog. People say, well, you need to get another one. I don't want another dog. I had a dog and I loved that dog and that dog died.
Yes.
And I don't like it. I don't like death.
No.
But I look to the one that defeated death.
Yes.
And he's coming back for those that will believe in him. For us that will just keep pressing on. We have to have somebody to help us get out of bed of a morning. We got to keep trusting in the Lord. We got to have somebody to give us the right kind of medicine. And they better give you the right kind of medicine. If they don't, it could kill you. That's why they keep their books.
Right.
But I thank God that one day all of our struggles will be over with. And we shall wear a crown.
Amen.
We shall wear a crown of glory. And you know why that God's going to put a crown on us? Because we overcame.
That's right.
We shall overcome if we look to Jesus.
That's right.
We shall rise above. Nikki's going to read to you about that book. Read this to us, Nikki.
Revelation 20.
Revelation 20.
Verse 12 through 15.
Verse 12 through 15. Now, y'all listen. This is what the Bible says. Do you believe the Bible?
Yes.
Well, buddy, I'll tell you, if you don't believe some of it, you might as well not believe none of it. Because every word of God is true. That Bible is truth. Amen?
Amen.
Read that to us.
And I saw the dead, small and great.
And I saw the dead, small and great.
Stand before God.
Stand before God. Now, right there, I want you to hear that. Everybody is going to stand before God on Judgment Day.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And the books were opened.
Books. Now, it didn't say, and the book. It said the books. All right. The book of life. The book of our works.
And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them.
Oh my.
And they were judged, every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life.
Whosoever was not found written in the book of life.
Was cast into the lake of fire.
Was cast into hell.
And then Jesus said in chapter 22:12, and behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city.
Blessed are the people that do what's right, and that gives us the right to eternal life.
Amen.
And that's not going to be one second of pain or suffering. Oh, it's going to be wonderful.
Amen.
Can't we hold on one more day?
Yes, Lord.
You know what we need to do? We need to thank God every morning. Thank you, God. You brought me a mighty long way. Now, Lord, I need your strength to get through this day. And just think about this is the day that the Lord may take me home. And then the next morning, if you're still here on earth, do it again. Do it over and over and over. And one day it'll be the last time we have to say it. The Lord will say, come home. Come home. I'd like to pray with you today. Those that are listening to the radio today, you might be in your bed, you might be driving down the highway. We got a precious, precious congregation here at Lanier Manor in Jacksonville. I'd like to pray not only for you, but with you. If you don't know Jesus, why not try Jesus? You've tried everything else. Nothing else is working, is it?
Amen.
No. Why not try Jesus? Why not take a chance? Why not repent of your sins and tell God you need him and invite him to come into your heart? Made a difference in my life. How many here today, how many's listening, can lift your hand and say, he's made a difference in my life?
Amen.
I don't want to turn back to y'all.
No.
Well then, let's pray today from our heart. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this opportunity. I pray with those today that are asking you to forgive them of their sins and to come into their heart. I'm praying with those today that says, I need help and only God can get me through this. I'm sorry for my sins. I want a new life. And I believe Jesus Christ, the Son of God, can forgive sins, save me, and write my name in the book of life. God, write my name in your book today that I have come to you. Thank you, Father. I'll do my best to follow you, Lord, from now on. In Jesus' name. And everybody says,
amen.
Come on now, let's say amen like we mean it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord.